You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome back to another episode of the Flip Empire Show. My name is Alex Pardo. You're listening to episode 732. And I got to say, I got some exciting things lined up for this show in the coming months. I'm not going to reveal too much, but there are some changes coming and they're going to positively impact you, the listener, the audience, the direction that the show is going in. So stay tuned, guys. Plug in. Make sure that you're subscribed. Make sure that you're sharing the show. The singular focus of this podcast is to deliver value. So every time I hop on the mic, I am filtering what I'm sharing with what can you do with this information. All right. So that is the singular goal and purpose of this podcast. And I've challenged myself that anytime I'm going to record an episode, which is every single week, they get released on Monday mornings, that the show is going to be packed with content and it's going to be packed with things that you can do. Now, they may be several things, or we might just focus on one thing. So as an example, back in late December, I put a post on my Facebook that I had no idea would get the type of attention and as many comments as it did. So I posted, so let me backtrack for a second. Every year around December, I set goals. I reflect back on the year. I asked what went well, where can I improve? And then one of the questions I ask is, how can I serve more people? How can I impact more people? That was the reason this podcast was started almost 8 years ago, back in 2016. And what was placed on my heart was, I've had some success in the storage business for over 3 years now. And I've certainly made my fair share of mistakes and I cut my teeth in a tough market. I've learned a lot. And I said, I'm confident that I could help somebody with the right mindset that's willing to put in the work, acquire, purchase, buy their first cash flowing self-storage facility within 6 to 12 months. And so I put a post out there and it said, if I could help you buy your first storage facility without using any of your own money, and that's key, within 6 to 12 months, would you take me up on that offer? And 230 something comments later, here we are. I am now working with some private one-on-one coaching clients, and I've had so many conversations with people that are in real estate, have successful businesses that want to build a bridge from single family to commercial. I've spoken to 9-to-5ers, high income earners that have money. They want to get involved. They don't just want to rely on their 9-to-5, which really isn't safe, although it may feel safe because your destiny is in the hands of somebody else. I just talked to a friend of mine 2 days ago who's very successful in a particular industry. And you'll have to apologize. I'm a little bit under the weather, so my voice is a little raspy here, but I promise this is Alex Pardo. But I was talking to a good friend of mine who is very successful in an industry. He's been in that industry for over a decade, a high income earner. And he was given two options recently: move like to a different city with your family and earn less money, or take this severance package. And fortunately for him, he's very talented and he's got some things lined up. But we were having a conversation. He's like, Alex, I realized that I can't just rely on my earned income. I want to get involved. I want to start purchasing assets that generate cash flow. And guys, that's one of the amazing things about storage, is that it's a business with the benefits of real estate, right? So it can provide cash flow. You can build wealth through equity. There's so many different ways to get involved in the business. So the point is, I've had a lot of these types of conversations and I realized that it's a significant investment to work with me, and it's not for everybody, right? But there are people that want to get involved that either don't have the resources or whatever the case might be. And so I want this episode and future episodes to be aimed at helping people get started in storage. So what I want to do is, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, but I want to give you some practical steps on how you can go online for free, wouldn't cost you anything, and you can start having conversations with owners of storage facilities, okay? Now, there are some very specific things I want you to do, and we're going to start here. So step one, let's just keep this very, very simple. I'm speaking to the broad audience, right? And your particular situation may or may not be a little bit different, but I want to just keep this simple. What I'm sharing can be applied anywhere in the country, right? So people are surprised when they talk to me to learn that our facilities are what's called unmanned, meaning we don't have an employee. We don't have somebody in the office speaking with customers, meeting with customers. Unmanned facilities means that we run them remotely. So we can run this business from anywhere in the world. Most everything is automated. We have one local part-time boots on the ground team member that goes once, maybe twice a week to do lock audits, overlocks, unit cleanouts, taking pictures when we're going to auction off a unit, which happens online. The bulk of this business happens online. We get the majority of our tenants through search engine optimization and pay-per-click, Google pay-per-click ads. We have a third-party management, a third-party property manager with a built-in call center. So literally everything is done online. In fact, so I currently own 3 facilities, and I think I've only spoken to a handful of tenants in the 3+ years I've been in this business, right? So that's the beautiful thing, is that this can be run from anywhere. So here's what I want you to do. Start with where you live. And what I mean by that is start with your state. So if you live in Florida, go to Google and put Florida cities by population. If you live in Arkansas, do the same thing. If you live in Texas, Texas cities by population. What I want you to do is find the cities that have a population between, let's say, 8,000 people and 75,000 people, right? Now, keep in mind, like for those who are listening who are in the South Florida area, I'll give you an example. I grew up in the Kendall area. Kendall is a sub-city within Miami. So some of these sites may recognize Kendall with having a population of X amount of people. That's not what we're looking for, because Kendall really is just a sub-city in the big city of Miami. So you want to find legit cities that are have population between 8,000 and 75,000 people, give or take. Oh, some of what I'm sharing with you is a rule of thumb, but I just want to give you some specific actionable steps that you can take to go start speaking with storage owners. And then I'm going to share with you what's the information that we have to get from them. And then I'll even share with you a little bit about how to talk to them. What does that conversation need to look like? So pick the state that you live in. Go find 10 cities. 5 to 10 cities that have a population between 8 and 75,000 people, and pick one of those. Just pick one, whichever one appeals to you. It doesn't really matter right now. Then I want you to go to Google Maps. So type in Google Maps, click on the link, and then you're going to put in the little search bar, you're going to put the city and state. So let's say we were talking about, I'll give you an example, Natchitoches, Louisiana. That's a facility that I wholesaled to a friend of mine back in September. And he's going to do really, really well with it. Just great deal all the way around. So Natchitoches, Louisiana, I would put that in the search bar of Google Maps. And then once it comes up, I would click on the little nearby button. There's a button that says nearby right in the middle. And then when you click on that button, you're going to type in self-storage. And that's going to bring up the list of storage facilities in that general area. So here's what I want you to do from there. Start to focus and call the facilities that check one of these boxes. Either A, do not have a website, because you're going to see there on the list on the left, the facilities that don't have a website. 2, the facilities that have little to no reviews or poor reviews. So if you see 2 or 3 stars out of 5, that's a facility you're going to call. If you see it's got 4 reviews, maybe it's got 5 stars, but it's got 4 reviews, you're going to call. If it's got no website, you're going to call. Start there. Once you get through those, then you can start calling the other ones. But here's what I want you to do. Avoid the big box retailers. In other words, avoid the Public Storages of the world, Extra Space, Cube Smart, Life Storage. These are all big players generally owned by REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust. Those aren't the types of facilities that we're going after. We're going after mom and pop type facilities, right? And that's the great thing, is that oftentimes we connect with just incredible people that are up there in age and they're ready to move on. They've been in the business for a long time. They're ready to retire. That is a very common storage owner that we get in contact with. And keep in mind, we're looking for your first deal. We're not looking to build a storage empire right now. We're looking for your first deal. So once you start calling, and by the way, I would recommend that on Google Sheets or a spreadsheet, or if you don't know anything about that, you can do this on a legal pad, pen, paper, just keep it simple, right? Forget about CRMs right now. Log this in a Google spreadsheet or a legal pad, whatever works for you. Just keep it simple. Log in the activity, because I want you to track your calls. The goal is I want you to have a minimum of 5 meaningful conversations every single day. This isn't going to cost you a penny. It's just going to cost you your time, energy, and effort. And that's what's going to be needed to get your first facility. So I want you to have a focus of 5 meaningful conversations. Now, what is a meaningful conversation? To me, I define a meaningful conversation as a conversation that you have with another storage owner, right? It's got to be an owner. It can't be like an office manager or an assistant or the leasing manager. It's got to be with the owner of the facility that you engage in a conversation with about their potential interest in selling and your potential interest in buying, right? So there's a couple key pieces of information that I want you to collect. But before we get there, what does that conversation need to sound like? What does it need to look like? I am not an advocate of fake it till you make it. Okay. I know that's a popular advice out there and I can understand why, right? And I think the heart behind it really matters, the intentionality. But if you're out there trying to pretend you're something you're not, if you're out there trying to say, hey, I own storage when I don't, and you're just flat out lying, I think that's the wrong approach, right? I think the spirit in which you're going into this business and having the conversation, you're already setting the wrong foundation. So I don't recommend you fake it till you make. I certainly don't recommend you lie. Be yourself, right? I don't have some fancy script with like unicorn words that's going to have like owners wanting to like throw their facility at you. Like that's not what this is, but be yourself. Anytime I'm cold calling, I like to immediately identify who I am, why I'm calling, and then I want to just engage with them. I want to ask open-ended questions that get the conversation going. Sometimes if they ask like, how'd you get my information? Just be honest. Hey, I'm looking to purchase a storage facility in this area and I came across your facility on Google. It looks like a nice facility. Looks like you've done a great job with it, right? Like you want to compliment them. You want to stroke and nurture them in a genuine way. You don't want to BS them. Oftentimes I like to go to Google Street View and I like to see what is around the facility because that can be used as talking points when you're speaking to the owner and says, hey, I see that this is right next to a Dollar General, right? Like your facility is the one with the red doors, right? So I want to open up the conversation. If they ask, how'd you get my information? I'm not 100% sure. I came across Google. I did a little bit of research. I called the facility, the number that's on Google here. You wouldn't happen to be the owner of this particular facility, right? So a little bit of redirection going the other way, but just be yourself, right? Like take the pressure off. You're just having a conversation with somebody else. And if this makes you feel any better, if you come from the single family world, conversations with storage owners are so much easier than conversations with quote unquote motivated single family owners or property owners, at least in my opinion. I spent 17 years in the single family business. And I can tell you after spending 3+ years in storage, conversations are much easier. Obtaining information is so much easier. So have fun with it. Just relax, have fun with it. Be yourself. Identify yourself as somebody who is actively looking to purchase a storage facility and you came across their facility on Google. And then just ask, you wouldn't consider possibly selling this facility by any chance, would you? Like that's one approach, right? Like again, going a little bit negative, a little bit of redirection. Or you could ask, have you ever considered selling this facility? I like using the word consider versus, hey, would you sell the facility or how much are you asking? Like very direct questions that can be perceived as somewhat threatening. Because keep in mind, put yourself in the shoes of somebody who is receiving a cold call. Like, what do you think? You're like, who is this person and how quickly can I get off the phone? Like, why are they calling? So identify who you are, why you're calling, like make sure that it doesn't come across as non-threatening. If you have the type of personality where you can inject a little bit of humor, you can get the person kind of smiling, that's always good. By the way, there's a tip right there. I'm recording this podcast standing up, shoulders out, like stand up when you do calls, smile if at all possible, because that energy is transmitted through the phone line, believe it or not. So don't be like hunched over, sitting down, like get your energy going before you make these calls. Have some fun with it. Now, here are a few key pieces of information. I just like to ask, like initially, like if there is any interest, if they open the door to, and they say, hey, possibly, never really thought about it. I get calls all the time. No, I'm not looking to sell, but what are you offering? Like that's an invitation to keep going, right? Mr. Storage Owner, do me a favor. I'm looking at it on Google. It looks beautiful. Tell me a little bit about the facility. By the way, if it looks like a dump, don't say it looks beautiful. Again, be genuine, be sincere, but get them talking about the facility. Get them talking about like their situation because that's going to put them at ease. That's going to open the door for further conversations. Once they kind of share with you that, the one key piece of information that you need to collect, I shouldn't say need, that collecting, like if I had this one piece of information, I could underwrite, I could analyze, I can evaluate the deal. I want to avoid using like industry jargon words, but I can basically assess the deal and say, hey, this is what I think the value of this facility could be, right? Is the unit mix. Now, what is the unit mix, guys? The unit mix is the size and type of unit in the storage facility. As an example, a 5-foot by 5-foot unit, they might have 10 of those, right? So you want to say, hey, Mr. Seller, like, what is the unit mix? And I don't ever assume that they know what that those two words mean. So I'll say, for example, like, how many 5x5s, how many 5x10s, how many 10x20s do you have? And boom, boom, boom. Now, it's not uncommon for them not to know that information. And if they don't know that information, that's a good sign. That is a good sign. Remember, you are calling people that are sometimes they're awesome people, but they're not dialed in with the business aspect of it sometimes. And so oftentimes they might have to refer back, or they might have it on a legal pad, or they might have to check their system or check with their assistant. Always get the unit mix, okay? And write down, okay, there's 10 5x5s, there's 7 5x10s, there are 24 10x15s, X amount. So write all that down and then ask, what are they currently getting in rent for each unit type? Now, this information may be on the website. And if it is, I'll just ask them. I'll say, hey, I'm on your website and I see your rates. Is this up to date? Is this what you're currently getting in rent for each of these units? Most of the time they'll say yes. Sometimes they'll say no, but get the updated rents, current rents for that unit type, right? And then I want to pause this episode there, right? Because I realize that if I give you too much information, you're likely not going to do much with it, right? And so I want to keep this simple. I'm just going to recap the steps. Choose the state that you live in. Go to Google, find out the cities by population in your state, and focus on 5 to 10 cities and just pick one of those that have a population between 8 and 75,000 people. You're going to then go to Google Maps. Just type in Google Maps. You'll see the link at the top. Click on that. Type in the city state, and then you're going to see a button that says nearby. Click on that and then type in self-storage. You're going to have a list of all the storage facilities within that general area. And I want you to focus on the ones that check one, if not all of these boxes, but at least one of these boxes. No website, little to no reviews, or poor reviews. Okay, those are the ones that you're going to start calling first. Once you get through those, you can call on the others. When you call, you're going to pull up the facility on Google so you can actually see it, kind of get a sense for where it's at, what it's by, because those can be used as talking points. Call the phone number that you see on Google. By the way, with experience and time, you're going to start to know within the first 10, 15 seconds if you're speaking to the owner of the facility or if you're speaking to the leasing manager, the on-site manager. Like, trust me when I tell you, with enough repetitions, you're going to get a pretty good sense for this. Call, be yourself, identify who you are, why you're calling. Do not fake it till you make it. Like, just be authentic, be yourself. Have a conversation. Like, humans are wired a certain way. Just seek to connect, right? Make sure it's non-threatening. Stand up, shoulders out, project your voice, speak with confidence and energy. Smile, if at all possible, because again, that energy is coming through the line. And then ask them open-ended questions. Ask them if they might consider an offer for their facility or if they've ever thought about selling. How's it going? Like, tell me about the facility. Just get them opening up. Once they do that, try to find out the unit mix. What I'm going to do on the next episode is I'm going to go a little bit deeper, right? But I want to go ahead and pause here. Maybe we can call this a part one, because if I throw too much at you in this episode, you're likely to do nothing. Okay, so I just want you to focus on that. Now, here's the crazy thing, guys. I know probably most people are not going to take me up on this, but I know there's a few that will. And there's quite a few people that listen to the show, so hopefully a few is a lot. I want you to report back to me. Tag me on social media. Send me a message. Let me know how it goes. On the next episode, we're going to go deeper and I'm going to share with you next steps. All right, guys, have an incredible day. By the way, for those of you who are interested in taking this, like going deeper and really serious about this, this is an offer I only have for a limited time. And I realize that sounds very marketing, but it's the God's honest truth. I'm only doing this with 6 people and I'm almost at capacity. Text me the word storage deal to 305-318-6213. If you are interested in one-on-one private coaching to help you get your first cash flowing self-storage facility without using any of your own money within 6 to 12 months, text me the word storage deal, 305-318-6213. Have an incredible day, guys. And if that's not for you, just take action on what I just shared with you, okay? Massive imperfect action is what we're looking for. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for progress here. Just start there. And then you might be thinking to yourself, okay, Alex, I'm going to get the unit mix. What do I do next? Do your best on the phone call. I'll share with you what to do next. Just seek to connect, build a relationship, track the number of meaningful conversations you have. We're looking for 5. That is a challenge. 5 meaningful conversations every single day. So guys, that's what I got for you on today's episode. And I look forward to going deeper on the next one. Have a great one. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.